Welcome to the High Tech Hunting Podcast with your host, Grant Utley.
Hey guys, we're back. Episode 2 of the High Tech Hunting Podcast. We have a really special guest today, Josh Carney, Son of the South. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. We're going to talk with the tree stand. We're going to talk hunting in general. Let's dive into it.
Let's just get started. Tell us who you are, where you're from. Tell us where we can find you on your socials, all that good stuff.
Hey guys, my name is Josh Carney, Son of the South. You can find me on every social media platform. Just search in Son of the South or Son of the South TV. If you get wild and crazy, you want to find me on Google or Yahoo, search Josh Carney, the guy that makes animal sounds. You'll find me just about anywhere.
Good deal. Well, let's go back. You first got to try the tree stand. Was it 2021?
It was 2021, yeah.
2021. What were your thoughts on it when you first got to use it?
You know, to be honest with you, I'm pretty fearless in a lot of situations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting into a stand after being in a chair for so long, and, you know, I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of, you know, what ifs. But, you know, diving into and getting buckled in and everything like that, man, it was a complete game changer. You know, I got in a track chair. I came down a track chair. And, you know, I got out of my chair, got in the stand, and got situated. And, you know, you know just as much as I do. Once you get out of a seat and get to another seat position, your body just doesn't feel right for you. So it was a little iffy for me at first. And then I was like, man, this is going to take me 20 foot up in the air. All right, here we go. It's all or nothing. And, you know, once I was strapped in and I knew I was secure and everything like that, pressed the button, and it was such a relief being able to get out of that chair, that seat position, and just being eye level with everything. I mean, it gave you know, a leg up on a competition, you know, no pun intended. But, you know, I was able to do something that I hadn't done for years. You know, I've been in tree stands since I've been paralyzed, but my method of getting in those tree stands were not safe. But this here was definitely... it was a game changer. You know, once I got in, you know, I think once I got down, I looked at everybody that was there. I was like, man, this is a game changer. Like, this here is about to change the industry for a lot of people. You know, this is one of those inventions that, you know, it's a once in a lifetime deal. You know, it's not, you know, I don't think anybody's going to duplicate it because you guys innovated. It's original. It's that product that's going to be the game changer for a lot of people.
Yeah. Absolutely. How much different? So when I first got into it, I was a little lightheaded because I don't know if my blood pressure wasn't used to going up that high. Did you have any issues like that?
Yeah, so I did. And I think that has to do with spinal cord injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, going back to the comment of seat position, we sit on, you know, custom seats. I don't know about you, but I sit on a custom seat. Yep. And, you know, just putting pressure on that vagal nerve in the back of you going to that seat to a little bit more firmer seat, you know, it does weigh, you know, play a little bit on your body. So I did get lightheaded a little bit, but, you know, once I settled in and kind of just breathed through it, I was able to be like, okay, this is good. This is good. But, you know, being up in the air 20 feet, man, that was different. I mean, it was like a breath of fresh air.
Yep.
You know, it was like, man, like this is what I've been missing for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause you know, as well as I do, we've had to hunt ground blinds and it kind of limits you. You couldn't really go deep in the timber and hunt at a tree stand where the deer are. And you finally could. But were you guys in Ohio? Where'd you use that at?
No, we were actually in Kentucky.
Okay.
A friend of one of the guys had a farm out there in Kentucky and like, hey, let's come out to the farm and use it. And it was, don't get me wrong, it was a beautiful scenery. I mean, we set it up right in back of a pasture, right over there was a creek behind me and a big old pasture in front of me. Man, it was, like I said, it was breathtaking being able to get out of a chair, get up in the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think we've just scratched the surface on what we can do with it. We want to do it for box blinds, everything we possibly can, because I think it's going to change so many lives. And yeah, I mean, it's just a product that we need to get out there because people know about it, but they don't really, I guess the price, people think, you know, I'll tell you what, one of the biggest issues people asked the questions was, does it need to be on a straight tree like a power line pole? And I didn't. On my tree, it looks like any other tree you'd use a hang-on stand on, right? So that was the biggest question. And then which part of Kentucky were you in? Because you came and visited us at the shop here, didn't you?
Man, don't make me lie. I really don't remember what part of Kentucky I was okay. in. I got a GPS location sent to me and I drove. That's my life.
I'll be there.
My life is, hey, send me a location. I'll be there. So I really can't tell you.
Yeah. So what do you have any shows planned this year? What shows are you going to be at?
So for me, I got injured back in 2022. A doctor messed up. He messed me up really bad. So I went to the hospital. I had a bullet fragment in my left shoulder. It caused my left arm to be paralyzed. Went to the hospital to get it fixed. Doctor did a back surgery on me, and I went from a paraplegic to a quad, and I ended up with a pressure sore. So I've been out of the industry for the last 2 years because of recovering. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm trying to regain my shows. Mm-hmm. I made a post the other day on my social media just to try and fill that gap, get some more speaking events. I want to do 30 events a year. I was doing around 30 or 40 a year. But as of right now, I think I probably have 15 shows booked. First shows with you guys, we're going to be in PA. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great show. That's always a good show to be at. Next I'll be at NWTF, which is my absolute favorite show. Mm-hmm. I'm a turkey hunting nut. If you guys don't know it, I am crazy about turkeys. And then, from there I have a few appearances, you know, hunting. I actually get to hunt now. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave NWTF, go shoot some snow geese on a conservation hunt, mm-hmm. and come back and do another conservation hunt in Texas for deer. And then I leave and go to North Carolina for a show back home in Texas. And after that, Louisiana for an expo show. And my schedule is just wide open for it August.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So you'll be with us in the booth in PA here in coming up like 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's right around the corner.
Big show. I've never been, so it's a pretty big show. A lot of outfitters there and stuff, correct?
Oh yeah. No, it's an amazing show. Maybe I may be lying when I say this, but you may see 100,000 people at this show. I mean, you get those days. I mean, through the week, it's going to be kind of slow, but when I say kind of slow, we're still talking about, you know, 10, 15,000 people coming to the show. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those shows where you're going to meet a lot of people and just, you're going to meet a lot of people from different areas, different parts. Like, I mean, there's a lot of Amish there. So, I mean, it's going to be a cool event. Just all around, just seeing, you know, all the different outfitters from all over the country. I mean, it's all over the world, you know, different outfitters, different products. I mean, it's going to be one of those shows that's going to be, it's freaking awesome. You guys couldn't have picked a better show to start with.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be at the PA show, the Great American Outdoor Show. And then quickly after that, we'll be at the Iowa Deer Classic, in Des Moines. So we'll be there. And then in July, I believe it is, we'll be at the World Deer Expo, showing it off there. So, but let's go back to the tree stand. How long did you hunt out of it? Were you hunting out of a week or?
No. So I actually didn't hunt out of it. I was called. It's like, hey, John called me. He's like, hey man, we got this tree stand. I want you to try it out. I want you to test. So I just went there to try it out. So I was in it for probably 30 minutes, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But you know, set up, saw the whole setup and takedown of it, you know, experienced the whole part of actually experience the tree stand for what it was, set up, mm-hmm. takedown, getting in, experiencing, you know, being 20 foot up in the air, you know, the capability of, I mean, every part of it, you know, I experienced while I was there in Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but the thing that surprised me the most was how quiet it was.
Absolutely. That day it was a little windy. I mean, it wasn't windy, like very windy, but it was a little windy, but I mean, you absolutely could not hear that sand climb at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was absolutely silent. And I was like, man, this here is going to be one of those things that's going to, you know, when I saw it, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm one of those guys, you know, I'm not only just a hunter, influencer, things like that. You know, I'm a business owner. I love, you know, creating business, things like that. Mm-hmm. And when I saw this, I was like, man, this is going to be one of those products that's going to help outfitters, You know, there's no more people that's going to say, hey, you know, I can't accommodate you because of your situation. You know, all of that is out of the window. Like, there's no excuse for getting someone in outdoors right now.
Right.
This thing here does everything. Or, you know, that limited belief that people have, you know, I can't get out to the stands. I can't get out in the woods because, you know, I got a broke leg, broke back, whatever like that. All those are excuses. All of that is obsolete now. This thing here is a absolute game changer because it eliminates those things. It eliminates everything. If you have the willpower, you want to go hunting, it is accessible for you to go hunting.
Yeah. That's the huge thing. How many opportunities can open up for people to be out there? Everybody deserves to hunt out of a tree. Everybody deserves to deer hunt out of a tree stand. And honestly, I think my track chair might be louder than the tree stand.
Absolutely. You know, track chairs are absolutely amazing machines. Don't get me wrong. They're absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, combining for someone like you and I, the paraplegics, combining a track chair with the high tech stand, man, that's a deadly combination. I honestly think they're going to be quote unquote able bodied hunters that are going to be jealous of us because, you know, we got the cool inventions. You know, we don't have to sit there and, you know, drag a deer out and use all the horsepower, manpower. We can just hit the sand up to the chair, hook the deer up to the chair, and drag out and be on our way.
Yeah. It went from it was so much harder for us to go hunting to it's probably easier than an able bodied person.
Oh, absolutely. I think there are going to be people that are jealous of us, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
You know, hunting used to be, you know, for me, I grew up in a hunting industry, in a hunting scene. Man, I've been doing outdoor television since I was 14 years old. And, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs when it comes to hunting. I mean, I've had chairs die on me in the middle of the woods. I've had, you know, all kind of obstacles. I mean, so hunting is not, it's even more challenging for someone that's already challenged. But this here, you know, it removes that challenging factor. You know, because one thing for me, I love the comfort of a ground blind, but I hate a ground blind because if you throw it up and it's new, you're going to get busted every time, you know. But with this here, you can go in place, set it up, and hunt the first sit.
Yeah.
And deer aren't going to detect you. You know, you're probably going to be more successful than hunting in a ground blind, setting it up. Because like I said, you got to do so much work for a ground blind, blending it in, hiding it, scent down, everything like that. This here, it's the system.
Yeah.
It's exactly what we need to get a leg up on competition.
Yeah.
You know, this stand is something that's going to change our lives.
Yeah. And it's no different than a regular able-bodied person doing a hanging hunt. When we did it here in the fall, did a setup video. It took us 15 minutes to put it up. Like that's shorter than putting up a regular tree stand.
Sure.
And I mean, just it's so compact carrying it in and out. We talked about how quiet it was. Just that was the biggest thing, the quietness.
Yeah. And I mean, it's also lightweight.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great thing about it. Like you're not, you know, toting in all of these heavy stands. You got these heavy sticks that you got to carry in. You got to put in an ATV. You're not doing all that stuff. I mean, it's lightweight. It's compact. It's easy to set up. It's quiet.
Right.
You know, everything about this thing is what people have been wanting.
Yeah. So the quietness I really love, that's probably my favorite thing. The second favorite thing. So you can do, let's say you got four rail systems spread out throughout your farm. You only need one carriage and one tree stand. So you can take it out with you and you decide to hunt a different tree the next day. You just take it in and put it on the other railing. It's just so easy to pack it out with you. If you want to hunt on the other side of the farm tomorrow, not a problem. You already got a railing over there, put the carriage on there and go up. Super easy. And like you said, on the ground blind, it's not like turkey hunting where you can just put up a blind and hunt out of it. With deer hunting, it's a lot different. It takes deer to get used to it, like you said, scent, all that stuff. And then it allows us to be able to go deep in the timber and hunt out of a tree stand like anybody else would deer in the rut.
I mean, it honestly gives us freedom.
Yeah.
You know, it gives us that sense of, you know, being unstoppable. For me, you know, I know that there's things that challenge me in life and getting into the woods is one of those things. But being able to say, okay, well, I'm not going to sit, you know, on a field edge, because like now I can go inside the timber and actually look above the trees, look above the shrubs and the bush. You know, I'm not eye level with that. I can actually get above and get on the trail and, you know, see, you know, my surroundings around me instead of just, you know, getting caught by surprise. Because, I mean, I've been in situations where, you know, I'm blending in good enough to where I hide my tractor myself, but I'm also hitting good enough to where I can't see the deer coming in. So when they come in, it's like, oh, crap, there's a deer. And the deer's like, well, what is that? You know, and you're in that situation where, you know, that could be a deer of a lifetime for, you know, for someone like us. And, you know, we work hard to get out in the woods. You don't lose that opportunity because, you know, you can't blend in or you can't get elevated and get above the game. I mean, with this here, it's putting you above the game and it's putting you in a, you know, it's going to lift you up in your spirits more than anything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't tell you how many people have reached out that, that really aren't even physically challenged. They just don't want to climb a stand, or their wife doesn't feel comfortable climbing a stand. So they're like, hey, I want one of these so she can go up and down safely. And I think on the outfitters, it'll open up so many opportunities for outfitters and guides to be able to take a whole new clientele.
Absolutely. So I have an organization that I take kids with disabilities on hunting, fishing, and therapeutic horseback riding trips. You know, when I saw this product, I was like, man, like, this is what I want to have inside my organization. But, you know, I also have friends that have, you know, organizations that take wounded vets out, you know, and all of those guys have, you know, they have scars, they have stories. And, you know, some of those scars are, you know, permanent to where they can't use a limb. You know, they've lost a limb. So they need something to help them. Because, I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, I've seen some impressive amputees, but seeing a guy with one leg and one arm climbing up a tree stand, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
So now he has that opportunity to, you know, get in that stand and do something that he might have been doing when he was a kid, or, you know, when he had all of his limbs. So, you know, for me, like, this is, it's versatile for everybody, able body, disabled. You know, I think this here takes the dis out of disability. Like, it gives you the ability to go farther and hunt harder.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, obviously we're a business and stuff, we're making money and stuff, but the stories that you'll hear, how a dad can hunt with his kid in a tree stand again that he probably never has gotten a chance to do, that's the stories we love to hear. And that's why we do it, really, because like me and you, someone like us behind the product, that it means so much to us. We're just like everyone else. We just want to get out and hunt and give everyone the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. You know, for me, I've been in the outdoor industry for a while. I've built my success in that career, but, you know, I love hearing other people's stories. I love hearing the success stories of someone else. You know, don't get me wrong, and I love sharing my stories too, but, you know, when you get someone that's proud of that moment, you know, because they were able to go out with their kid and a kid harvest the first deer, or they were able to take their wife out, or, you know, they were able to do something, you know, that they set their goal, their mind to, their goal involved. You know, those stories for me are more rewarding than anything. I mean, you know, that is a payment in itself.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to the most, is hearing how someone who's never been able to hunt out of a tree stand finally got to, and they kill 150 inch deer, and they're just, their season's made for the next 10 years.
Absolutely. But I mean, heck, even a doe, I mean,
yeah,
for me, shooting a doe out of this would be, I think I'd start spasming. I don't even have spasm. I think I'd reactivate because I'd be shaking so bad. Yeah. Because I'm so pumped about it. You know, I mean, that's accomplishment. That's a milestone.
Yeah. Huge milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Like I said, you guys set the bar on this one. Like I said, this is one of those inventions that's going to change the industry. I mean, there's going to be a lot of eyes on it, but it needs to be a lot of eyes on it, because there's so many people that think they have to give up on hunting because they had an injury. I mean, I've had so many people reach out to me. It's like, Josh, because of you, you know, you inspired me to get back in the outdoors. Like, your willpower to go out and get after it has helped me accomplish getting after, you know, waterfowl, or getting after whitetails, getting after, you know, a elk in the mountains. You know, I've inspired people by showcasing, you know, the mindset to not quit. But this here is going to help people, you know, it's going to help that mindset, because there's no such thing as quitting now. Yep. I mean, you have all the tools you need to get out there and get active. And I know you mentioned something about pricing earlier, but you know, you got to ask yourself, like, what is it going to cost for you to be successful? Like, what are you willing to put in to be successful? You know, I don't think that there's a price on, you know, doing something that you haven't done before, or that you haven't done in a while, or that, you know, somebody told you that you couldn't do. I mean, for me, when people tell me that I can't do something, I mean, that's a challenge in itself. And I know a lot of people out there have been told, oh, well, you're never going to be able to hunt in a tree stand. I can't do this. I can't do that. Man, you guys have just wiped all off the table.
Yeah. Yeah. That's those stories, when people tell you that, it makes you feel good. Cause I'd be lying if I said that I didn't think about hanging it up. Cause it used to be tough before this tree stand. I'll be honest with you, like, deer hunting out of a ground blind in one confined area, it was tough. But now it just opens up a whole new scenery and a way to hunt whitetails, just like everyone else, pattern them. But yeah, no, that's why we love you, and you're an inspiration to everybody. And I want to tell you that for sure, man.
I appreciate it. And you know what? It's not only me. I mean, it's you guys as well. You guys are behind this as well. You know, you guys are the inspiration that set this forward. You know, you guys are the frontiers of what's going to change a lot of lives. But I mean, not only the tree stand, I mean, there's other products that are going to be coming out. You and I had a discussion about that when I came up there and we talked. I mean, there's going to be other things that are coming out that's going to help people, you know, see beyond the point of, you know, oh, I can't do this. This is my limits. This is where I max out. No, that's behind you now.
Yeah.
You know, new year, new me. This is what we're coming out with now. It's time for a change.
Absolutely. This is it. Absolutely. Yeah. It's going to allow so many people just to get out and enjoy the outdoors, and where they used to probably couldn't have. But let's talk a little hunting. What, you got any hunting trips planned this year?
So yes and no. So like I said, I have an organization, it's called In the Moment Outdoors, and we focus on, you know, hunting with kids with, you know, disabilities, hunting, fishing, therapy, horseback riding. But, you know, we're really getting in the last 2 years, I've been really diving into stem cells and, you know, the past possibilities of what stem cells could do. So I'm focused on that mainly more than myself. You know, I'll have a couple of hunts here and there for myself. We're getting ready to produce, you know, some shows. You know, I'm going to do a show for myself, but, you know, it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be, you know, just a more of a reality TV style show. But my main focus is the nonprofit. I want to showcase the kids hunting and them getting out there and actually, you know, achieving something that, you know, someone told them that they couldn't do. You know, like I said, I was 14 years old when I first got in the hunting industry, and, you know, that's how it all started for me. So I want to give that back to the kids. I want to give them their spotlight. I mean, like I said, I've built my success in industry, and I want to pass that along. So we're going to build a show about some kids that are going to be hunting and killing some cool animals. And, you know, they're going to be in a high tech stand and showcasing, you know, some really inspirational stories. And, you know, I hope that it ignites some fires for them to kind of do what they want in life. So that's going to be my main focus for the year. So we're going to put them on some cool hunts. You know, we got some great outfitters that we're partnered with. We're going to take kids to North Carolina and let them kill one of the biggest black bears that they've ever seen. You know, I'm here in Texas right now, so we'll let them, you know, hunt some exotics and hunt some whitetails. And, you know, we have outfitters, you know, throughout the U.S. So we're going to have some really cool hunts coming up this year. But like I said, my main priority is focusing on the kids. You know, for me, I've done this for so many years. It's like, I just rather sit behind a camera and shoot deer nowadays.
Yeah, you've pulled the trigger enough.
Yeah. So, you know, I want to be able to sit there and get my cup filled back up, seeing those kids really get out there and smile and enjoy and, you know, showcase that there's no limitations of life. Yep. You know, so that's going to be my focus for a year, probably for the next couple of years, honestly.
Yeah. Obviously, we love hunting and it's part of what we do, but, some things are bigger than hunting, and the stem cells you're doing and all the nonprofits and stuff. As you get older, You really, it's weird because when we were younger, and I'm sure you were the same way, at least when I was duck hunting, I wanted to kill a lemon every time I went out. Absolutely. And I would get so mad if I didn't. But now as you get older, it's like youth weekend is my favorite time. Mm-hmm. It's my absolute favorite, watching the little kids, introducing them to hunting. It'll change their life.
Absolutely. You know, for me, just like you said, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, I wanted to have everything mounted on the wall. And then, you know, as you progress in life, we hit those stages. And, man, I hit that stage. I think I hit that stage where I just peaked out. It's like, man, I want to give back. Yep. So that's where my focus is. And it's enjoyable seeing someone else have a really good time sharing what you enjoyed in life and what you love the most, and just capturing that moment and seeing them smile and, you know, just having them freak out like they literally just accomplished the biggest thing in life. I mean, that's what I live for. You know, I've seen, you know, we did a hunt, I want to say year before last, and we had two kids come out to Texas. And man, I'm telling you, we had the best time. And it was simple, you know, it was us just taking them out and, you know, letting them enjoy themselves. I mean, you can't beat that. No. I mean, you can't put a price on it. You can't beat it.
Nope. You can't. Where can people apply to get a hunt with you on these nonprofits?
Yeah. So our website is inthemomentoutdoors.org, or you can reach out to me directly, Son of the South, S-O-N of the South. And if you guys want to come help out, volunteer, you have a kid that wants to be a participant, or you guys want to be a donator or a sponsor, just reach out. Let us know. We'll be glad to have you in any form of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you mentioned your favorite's turkey hunting.
Absolutely.
You live in Tennessee, don't you?
I live all over the place. So I'm in Texas right now. Honestly, I'll tell you why I moved to Texas. Like I said, I built my career inside the hunting industry for the last 10 years, but like I said, I've been doing it since I was 14. So I kind of got burnt out on it a little bit. And I always had the dream of being a cowboy. So I moved to Texas like a rodeo. So
yeah,
moved here to find some horses and get in the saddle again. And just, you know, I want to do cattle drives. I want to get after it. So that's what my show is going to be about more likely than hunting. You know, we're going to have some hunting aspects in it, but you know, I moved to Texas because I wanted to rodeo. And I wanted to, like I said, one thing for me, I want to prove points. I want to show that there's no limits. And, you know, a paraplegic, I want a horse rope and cattle and a team roping event. You know, that speaks volumes. So
absolutely,
that's why I'm here in Texas. But Tennessee is always going to be home for me. So I'm originally from Louisiana. I tell people that Tennessee's home for me. Tennessee saved me. Louisiana raised me. But now being here in Texas, I'm going to have to get these boots a little dirty and see what this old Texas dirt's about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I assume you've killed a turkey in Louisiana, Tennessee. Where else am I missing?
Oh, I've killed turkeys all over the United States. The only turkey that I haven't killed is Merriam.
Okay. So you need that one for your slam.
I need that one for my slam. So this is how dedicated to turkey hunting I am. So I told you earlier about my schedule of events. I'm packed until August. I took the whole month of April off just to turkey hunt. Like I do a 30-day turkey tour every year, and I just hit states. I'd see what states I can hit and limit out as fast as I can, go to the next state, try and limit out and go to the next state. I mean, I'm ate up by turkeys.
Yeah, that's from what I've heard, you've knocked out the hardest one, which was the Osceolas.
To be honest with you, the Osceola was not that hard, honestly.
Really?
It was not that hard. But, you know, I had a really good friend of mine. He was, you know, watching birds. He knew where they were. And be honest with you, we just fanned him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was his method. I mean, he would not let us use decoys or anything like that. I call, the bird comes out, he throw the fan up and the bird comes running. I mean, that was how the hunts went.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you guys hunt a lot of public land? Just traveling, freelancing?
You know, I don't. I have a lot of people that, you know, I've connected with over years through my social media follow, things like that. So I do have access to a lot of private land throughout the United States. Yeah. I will hunt public land every once in a while, but I kind of want to know where I am. In Tennessee, I spent the whole year hunting public land on Percy Priest Lake just because I wanted to. This was actually during COVID when everything shut down and we couldn't cross state lines, things like that. I spent the whole year hunting public land. It was fun, yeah. You know, but it was different because we were hunting those suburban animals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ones that they're staying on public land, sleeping, they're in somebody's yard to eat. So those were, it was fun hunting them because you got to pattern them before to get somebody's backyard. And, you know, it made it challenging. You know, a lot of people may think, you know, oh, well, you know, you just shoot them out somebody's backyard. It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Not that easy.
Right. So what are we thinking? We going to be able to get this Merriam in 2 years or what are we thinking? Get the slam done?
Honestly, I haven't even planned to try and get a Merriam yet. It has not even been on my radar. But probably next year, I'll probably try and do the slam in the 30 days. Mm-hmm. But I'll probably do it with a gun and a bow and just try and, yeah, you know, do a double slam at one time. So I'll try and do that probably.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I killed one last year with a bow and it was hard. It's a totally different challenge.
Mm-hmm. I've missed a couple with a bow. Just not having a blind and just kind of getting caught off guard.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we're closing in on the time frame here. Tell us again where we can find you on your socials and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you guys can find me. Name's Joshua Carney. Search anywhere on the internet, you can find me, or type in animal calling guy, or type in son of the South, S-O-N of the South, and you guys can find me just about anywhere on the internet, any social media platform. I'm all over the web.
Yeah, and Josh will be with us at the Great American Outdoor Show, booth 6505. So you can come meet him there, talk him up about nonprofits, whatever. Just talk hunting. I'm sure he'll talk with you all day.
It's going to be an absolute fun time.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the High Tech Hunting Podcast. Make sure you check us out and drop a follow on all of our socials. You can find us at High Tech Hunting on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you on the next episode.
For everything High Tech Hunting, connect with us on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and our YouTube channel. Thanks for joining us.